Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Rock and Roar Podcast.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to a brand new episode of the Rock and Roar Podcast, and we've got a brand new year. This is episode 34. Today is Tuesday, January 4th, 2022. 2022, folks, we made it. Hope everyone had a good, happy, safe new year. We had the same. We just had a couple people over and had my niece over, and, you know, we karaoke. We watched kind of the ball drop. We watched that Pete Davidson and Miley Cyrus special. It was okay. Saw the ball drop, and he saw it. We kind of saw it. We switched channels, that type of thing. But we didn't know that they weren't going to, they'd had fireworks on it. I thought they was going to have picture, footage of the ball dropping. But no, we're just going to show fireworks. Man, who cares about fireworks? You want to see the ball drop. You know what I mean? It's like, come on. Dick Clark still has it, and God rest his soul. He's been gone for, 5 years now or something? I don't know how long Dick Clark's been gone. All I know is that I'll always remember this. It was a New Year's Eve special, of course. And they were talking to Dick Clark. They were talking about Dick Clark and everything. And, you know, and his was right after he had a stroke. And they're like, well, let's switch the cameras over. We got a very special guest with us tonight, folks. And it was Dick Clark. And he was like, he looked like hell. I mean, rest in peace, buddy. But, I mean, it did not look good. I don't know why they put him on TV like that. Maybe to show you, like, hey, he's still alive. But it was just very sad to see, you know, because you were used to seeing, happy-go-lucky Dick Clark and, you know, the good New Year's Eve special and everything. And then you saw that, and you're like, oh, my gosh. It's crazy how quick the body can do things on you. And, you know, God rest his soul, like I said, he's passed away now for many years, but was a good man. Loved his radio show, loved New Year's, of course, and I always thought he was a nice guy. You know, if I were to meet him in public, I'd probably shake his hand, to be honest with you. But so today's Tuesday, January 4th, 2022. Folks, it's National Spaghetti Day. Go get you a plate. That's my wife's favorite meal right there. Spaghetti and meatballs. Or as she used to say when she was a younger child, spaghetti. Spaghetti. I love you, baby. That's cute as hell. But no, can't go wrong with spaghetti. I mean, it's one of those meals that you can make and have it last a day, 2 days. You can do so much different stuff with pasta, but we'll stick with spaghetti for now. You can do so much with it. Like, I've seen people, not grill up the sides, but kind of get them crispy on the side, like put them in the oven, like a spaghetti dish or something. Always like that. Always love the crispy sides. But anyway, spaghetti just by itself, I mean, just plain sauce, noodles, that's always good. Put a little Parmesan cheese, a little bit of olive oil, a little bit of, I like throwing red pepper flakes on there. Or, you know, sometimes I'll throw I like to have a little bit of heat in it. So red pepper flakes, or if I'm feeling real dangerous, pepper. Oh, yeah. Black pepper? No. red pepper flakes. I mean, that's about the extent of it. Lately, my wife had got me a salsa kit for Christmas. It had like three different salsas in there. There's a jalapeno, a scorpion, and then I think a chili, like a ghost chili, I think. Just a three-pack, but enough to set your butt on fire, you know, in more ways than one. We won't go that far for you. But, I like to have a little bit of heat in my spaghetti and everything. And you know, with a little bit of olive oil, Parmesan cheese, or if you're rich enough, you can get the Parmigiano Reggiano. Throw that, some of them on there. And it's just a good meal. Like I said, there's so many ways you can do with it. So get you some spaghetti today. And it's National Trivia Day, so why not have a game while you're eating some spaghetti? I don't know. Do whatever you want. It's your life. but no, trivia games were always fun. We talked about card games on the last couple of shows, like Uno and Phase 10 and Monopoly and all that. You know, Parker Brothers, we talked about that. But trivia, man, that's always one of the... It's fun, but it's like to be on Family Feud, I think, would be fun as hell. Or to be on like Wheel of Fortune. Wheel of Fortune, yeah, that'd be it. Jeopardy is the hard one where you have to answer the questions. Like Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? That's not hard till you get up to like the 1,000 mark. Then you're like, oh man, yeah, I got this. This is smooth sailing. Then they're like, okay, for $2,000. Who was the president? And you're like, what the hell? How the hell am I supposed to know who the president was back in, you know, 1848, just for example? You know, they just throw in them. But I guess they send you, like, books and stuff to read. That's from what I've read over the past so many odd years, is they'll send you a book and you read over the book and everything, and they send you the application, which is like some of them are like 1 to 2 inches thick. Like that's how much paperwork you got to fill out just to even get on the show. But, you know, once you're on there, you're in the spotlight. So hopefully you don't, you know, bust on TV, but if you do, I'm sure I that'd be hard for me, you know. That'd be like, son of a bitch, you know, be cussing and stuff. And they'd be like, sir, this is not R-rated. This is family. I'm like, oh, well, your family, you know. I'm just kidding. But, you know, that's how it is. You know, that's raw emotion. You know, you get a question one wrong. You get a question wrong. You get a question wrong in real life. What's your first thing to do, instinct to do? You'd be like, oh, son of a, or, you know, oh, you piece of crap, you know. But I'm sure they put you through classes or something, I don't know. But nonetheless, it's National Spaghetti Day and Trivia Day, so cheers to anyone out there that's having spaghetti for dinner tonight. For dinner tonight here at the Roar household, my wife cooked a mighty fine chicken tortilla soup. You know, we have all the fixings on the side, like like tortilla strips and, you know, sour cream, cheese, pepper flakes, also whatever you want, you know, all the good stuff. So I'm very lucky. I'm very spoiled when it comes to eating good around here. And, you know, I'm very thankful for that. So thank you. Love you. And with that being said, if you guys and girls can hear in the background, we got a little Doors going on today. Do a little On This Date. So On This Date, the album we're listening to right now, The Doors, from The Doors. It's their self-titled album. First album out. So The Doors released their debut album, The Doors. Okay, some of the songs on the album became very popular, like Light My Fire, Break On Through to the Other Side. Soul Kitchen is a great one, and the end song on the album called The End, Century Fox. She's a 20th. Sorry, I love this album so much. But anyway, so some of the big songs on there, like I said, were Light My Fire, Break On Through to the Other Side, Soul Kitchen, and The End. The band consisted of Jim Morrison, vocals, harmonica, antics. You know, sexiness, I guess you would say back in the day. Robbie Krueger on the guitar, not related to Freddie, but a hell of a guitar player. Very underrated. Very, very underrated. Guys, I've seen a special on them. It's a, not a behind the music, but it's, where they talk about when they recorded the albums. Classic albums, and they go through each song and tell you like the process and everything. Well, long story short, Robbie Krueger was a big fan of the sax and the brass section of James Brown. He loved the James Brown brass section, so he wanted to recreate that on, and he did that on Soul Kitchen. And, you know, that's just type music he loves. He loves, like, the funk and everything. Then, so you got Jim Morrison, Lizard King, on vocals and harmonica and everything else. Robbie Krueger, again, not related to Freddie, but can rip on the freaking guitar. And then you got Ray Manzarek holding down the keyboard and the bass riffs. Keyboard, not really a keyboard, it's a Fender Rhodes is what the bass he played from. Fender Rhodes for the bass, and then I think just a regular organ for, like a Hammond organ for the organ parts, like we're listening to right now. Go away to the next wispy bar. And then holding it down on the drums, you got Mr. John Densmore. So, just a four-piece band, but made it sound like it was an eight-piece or, you know, 16-piece. And just really good artists together. Guys that, you know, had good friendships and everything. And, you know, they just decided to make some good music. And boy, did they ever make good music. Gosh, I think they came out with, what, almost 7-8 albums worth before the sudden loss of Jim Morrison. Passing, he was 27. Of course, we talked about that before. The old lonely and weird 27 club. It's not fair. It's not fair that those people were taken from us so early, but their music and the way they brought themselves, the stuff that they did in their personal life, and then their philanthropy stuff will live on forever. So we got that to live by, and the great music. I mean, that this album came out in what? So, 1962? That must have been. Oh. Huh. Well, anyway. Sorry, I was just had a moment with myself. but anyway. We'll quit the awkward pauses in here, and we'll keep on going, keep the show going. So we're going to have the Doors playing. We'll talk about them a little bit more later on. If you guys want to talk to me right now, or if you want to talk to me anytime you want, day, night, morning, afternoon, don't matter, you can do so on my socials. I got all the big ones. So if you're on Twitter, I am at BROHR3. If you're over on TikTok, scrolling through endless hours of entertainment, you can find some of my stuff at, and I am at Brian Roar 1986, all lowercase. And if you're over on the gram, seeing, you know, what we've been posting and everything, or what kind of stuff we're up to, you can do so. And I am at B-Roar, B-R-O-H-R. And if you want to donate to this podcast, spread the word to the masses, it's a new year, get new listeners. If this is your first time listening, thank you very much. Welcome aboard. I hope you like the ride. And, you know, please let me know if there's anything you would like to hear or anything like that. But if you want to donate to this podcast and spread the word to the masses, you can do so at www.patreon.com/R and then all lowercase, so O-C-K. N-R-O-H-R-22. And as always, I'll have the links for everything in the show notes if you want to look on there. And, you know, if you didn't get a chance to write down anything. And please leave me a 5-star review, if you guys and girls, please don't mind. You can do so at, I'm on Spotify, so this podcast, if you see the link on, you know, any of my social media pages, you can listen to this podcast on any station that you listen to your regular ones on. So Spotify, Apple, Stitcher, Good Pods, Podchaser, Reason, baby, I'm on them all. So just search for Rock and Roar and hit the subscribe button, and we'll keep you updated. And with that being said, we're going to go on with our show now. So topics we're going to talk about today is Happy New Year. Hey, we made it to 2022. Anybody got big plans? We're going to talk about that. Do any of you feel emotions from instruments? So feeling emotions from instruments, we'll talk about that. We'll also talk about times not to listen to music. I know that's kind of awkward coming from a music man himself, but there are certain times and situations where, you know, you shouldn't listen to music, you know. But I'm not going to say you can't do that. I am not the music police. And then we're going to talk about our favorite TV theme song. I don't know if we've talked about that one before, but I just thought it was kind of cool. Just a nice little topic. And last on the list is weaknesses as musicians. So what areas do you see yourself struggling in? Do you have trouble in? And have some doubts about. What we're talking about today. As I get a drink of water, thank you. Woo! Okay, so anyway, back to the top of the list. Happy New Year. Hope, like I said, I hope everyone had a good New Year. We did here. Didn't do nothing crazy, just had a few poppers. There were people setting off fireworks, so you still have people holding on to some ammunition out there, and hey, rightfully so. You know, it's the beginning of a new year. It's a new chapter. You know, I see the Harry Connick memes on Facebook, and, you know, it cracks me up. It's like, oh, new year, new me, bullshit, here we go again, and everything. And, you know, that sometimes that's the best time for people to, you know, they get a fresh start. It's best for people to get a fresh start at the beginning of the year because they feel... And I myself have been there many times. I feel if I do it at the beginning of the year, it's a fresh slate. So it's easier for me to keep on track with. Whether if I were to do it in the middle of the year where I would be, you know, thrown off, I wouldn't feel as like dedicated since I didn't do it at the beginning of the year. I know that may sound strange to some people, but for me, it's best if I do something, do it at like the beginning instead of waiting middle of the year. But to each its own. But like I said on the last show, I didn't make any resolutions per se this year. Just little mini goals. You know, nothing too wild. You know, if you know me, I like to make people laugh, and you know, I know that may come off weird to some people, but that's one of my main goals every day, is to make someone laugh. So that's a little goal I set for myself. And, you know, have someone make me laugh. I love laughing. It's good for the heart, good for the stomach. It can be good for the stomach. It can give you some abs, that's for sure. Depending on how funny the person is or what situation is going on or anything. But no resolutions for me. I've tried them before many times and feel, you know, if I just do little mini goals that seems to not pass me over. That seems to, what's the word I'm looking for, people? Come on. It seems to be good for me. There. I know that sounds stupid, but that's what I was going for. It seems to work for me. There we go. Thank you, whoever said that. But, you know, what about you guys, girls? Do you have any New Year's resolutions you folks are going for? Is there anything that you would like to kind of reach for this year that you didn't get a chance to last year? I understand with the pandemic and everything going on, it's hard to do things, but I mean, don't let it stop you from reaching your goal. You know, if there's something you want to do, if you want to be on the Grand Ole Opry, then by God, do everything it takes to get on the Grand Ole Opry. I'd love to go to Ryman Auditorium, man. I'd love to be able to play on in front of, you know, millions of people. Well, yeah, hell yeah, that'd be a rush. I was gonna say, man, I'd be kind of nervous, but man, I'd love to play. I love playing in front of, you know, two people. So being able to play in front of 500,000 people, my God, like playing at Woodstock or anything like that, or Live Aid, or, you know, these festivals that have hundreds of thousands of people. What a way to get your name out there, am I right, folks? Oh man, imagine the people. Yeah, what's the band name? They are Harmono Caius. That's who it is, Caius. They, if you guys never heard of Caius, they call them sludge rock. It's just kind of heavy riffs, but you know, big bass, like big drums, and you know, just heavy riffs, like open riffs, I guess you would say. But they would play in deserts, like in front of whoever was out there, but they would play on top of like desert cliffs and all that, and then like below them, like people would just be out there, like, I don't know, doing whatever you do at shows, you know, like partying or drinking or, you know, making love or, you know, doing whatever, whatever comes to mind. But they would play and on top of these mountains, and I thought, like, desert mountains, and I thought that'd be so cool. That'd be so loud, man. Imagine the sound you'd be getting off that, off your amp and everything. Sorry. Anyway, that's some of my New Year's goals, I guess would say. What are some I already asked you guys that. So anyway, we'll go on to our next topic. Happy New Year, everyone. If you didn't have a good one, I'm sorry. You still have a chance to make a new one. I had a lady one time I used to work with that when I lived in Newark. She had told me, whatever you're doing at midnight is what you'll be doing for that whole next year. Damn you, Nancy, you were right, too. After she had told me that, that following year, I was living with my mom at the time still, and she had a wheelchair, not a wheelchair, she had like a motorized scooter, and at the time we had my brother's little dog, Bowser, which he was a terrier, like a Jack Russell Terrier kind-of-ish, real small fella, cute as hell, loved him, but Nancy was like, whatever you're doing at midnight is what you'll be doing that whole year. So what was I doing at midnight? I was cleaning out dog shit from my mom's tires on her scooter, because Bowser decided to take a shit right behind my mom's wheels, and then my mom backed up into him. So, and then lo and behold, what was I doing that whole year? Finding random dog bombs everywhere. So that when they say, you know, kiss your loved ones at midnight, please do. By God, please do. You don't want to be cleaning up dog bombs for the next year, you know, just for the hell of it. But next on today's topics, we'll talk about feeling emotions from instruments. So, yeah, I know we talk about a lot on this show, like guitar and everything. You know, we talk the drums. We talk a lot of music on here, folks. And are there times where you might hear a guitar riff and it's just so beautiful, or you hear the most beautiful clean guitar that it just brings a tear to your eye? Well, I've been there, especially when it comes to piano. Like, I know anytime, you know, you hear Adele, you're like, oh man, it's going to be a tearjerker. And it usually is, just because it's beautifully written. And that's what I'm talking about. I'm talking about instruments that, not because the song sucks that you're crying, but just because, like a piano. If you play the most beautiful piece on a piano, guarantee it's going to bring a tear to my eye. Why? Because the piano is a beautiful sounding instrument. The notes on there, if you hit that right note, I guarantee you're going to make someone cry. You're either going to make them cry, you're going to make them happy, or you're going to make them poop their pants. That's what they said about Eddie Van Halen, you know, when he hit the brown note, the brown sound, you know, that's what they claimed his tone as, the brown sound. But they were like, yeah, if you, you know, the brown note, you know, the bark, I think it's an old thing, but anyway, I wish that would never happen. I would hate to be playing guitar and then crap my pants. But anyway, so some of the, sorry about the noise there. So emotions from instruments. Yeah, guitar, like if you want to get pumped up, you want to get pissed off, hell yeah, turn up the guitar, play the guitar. You know, if you want to make someone cry, or if you want to, you know, sing the most beautiful lullaby to the girl you know or the guy you know, hop on the keyboard. Or, you know, if you want to serenade someone, just do an a cappella. I mean, there's certain instruments like the harmonica. I love the way harmonica sounds. Also love the way that the saxophone sounds. But there's two different sounds, of course. But the saxophone, when I hear it, really, like, I get amped up. Like, I love it. I love Bob Seger. You know, I love his saxophone player. Of course, George Thorogood, saxophone player. Of course, Kenny G. I mean, come on. Kenny G, he is the OG. But, you know, it's just certain instruments, just like that. Mostly guitar. Like, if I hear, there's certain distortions where if I hear it, I'm like, man, I like that. But, again, there's also a lot out there that, you know, like Metallica in their older recordings used to drive the engineers crazy, because they're like, man, you guys don't play with any mids. You know, how are you going to equal out your sound? Well, that's what the bass is for. Yeah, but when you don't turn the bass up, because a lot of people were like Bob Rock, when he produced the very first CD he produced with Metallica was the Black Album. And before that, And Justice for All came out before Black Album. And, you know, he was like, oh, I hate the, there's no bass on the Injustice for All. There is, but it's just not like real loud. But, you know, it's just certain things that he had heard like that, but wanted to change them and everything. And it's like, well, you know, certain people hear different things and all that, you know, like, I don't know where was I going with that? I was just kind of talking about, the bass and everything, like, electric guitar and everything on Injustice for All. They said that, you know, Bob Rock was like, well, there's no bass on there. Well, who cares? You know, it's rock. It's not hip hop. It's not, you know, pop. It's not, you know, like lo-fi or anything like that. It's rock and roll, man. Yeah, you can do that all later. You can mix it in later, or, you know, add bass to it later and everything and all that. But it was just certain instruments that, you know, tickle the ear, tickle the fancy, I guess you would say. Drums, of course, you know, you get a good sounding drummer. You know, not Neil Peart, no one flashy like that, but sometimes that's what you want to hear, you know. When it comes to guitar, I mean, for me, it's David Gilmore. That guy can make me happy. He can make me cry within two songs. So I don't know how you do it, Dave, but I love you, buddy. And, you know, come out with a new album this year. That'd be freaking awesome. He's been doing solo stuff. So he was with this band called The Orbs. They were from England. He played slide guitar on their whole album. Check them out. They're pretty good. The Orbs. But is there any instruments that y'all listen to that you're like, oh man, you know, I just like the way that sounds, or man, I hate the way that sounds, or it makes me mad, or man, it makes me wanna, you know, give you a hug or anything like that. Are there any instruments that when I hear that make me like just like nails on a chalkboard type ish? No, not really. Not that I could think of. I guess my thing would be if you mix a guitar bad. Like if you're like mixing a lead and, you know, it's too trebly or something like that. That would drive me nuts. But other than that, no. I love all sounds. I love all instruments. I'm a equal opportunity lover. And instruments. Good Lord, please. So we talked about the emotions from instruments. Now, do you think there are times not to listen to music? Times not to listen to music, like during, like when you're, you know, your wife's giving birth to your first child, should you be playing, you know, Pantera, or, you know, should you be playing anything like that during the delivery room? You can if you want, that'd be pretty badass, but, you know, that's a time where, you know, you shouldn't, as much as you'd like to, because, you know, it would probably ease everyone's mind, you just can't. What's another time where you cannot listen, where you should not listen to music? Maybe during, like, I don't even know. That's a good question. Times not to listen to music. Well, you know me, I'd say never. There's always a good time for music. Even in the most awkward times, it can bring people together. So think of it like that. Think of it as, man, I don't know if I should play this song because it doesn't fit the situation, but is the song going to help people come together? Is it a bad situation, like a funeral or something, or like a birthday, a happy thing like a birthday or an anniversary? You know, we always sing happy birthday. Everyone has their different ways of saying happy birthday. So when we have a birthday party and when we're all together, you'll hear maybe two or three different happy birthday versions. And that's just love, baby. That's just how everyone operates, and just what comes to their mind, you know. But times not to listen to music, man, I didn't even listen to it while I'm sleeping. It puts you to bed really good, really easily, and you fall asleep quicker. Studies show. Studies being me, I guess, I don't know. Or you, your own person. I don't know. Times not to listen to music. That's for me, I would be never. I mean, there's always a good time, like I said. I don't know if we covered this one on the show a couple episodes back, maybe. But you guys and girls have like a favorite TV show theme song that you like. You know, of course, like not like Friends. Like, I'll be there for you. You know, that's a good song. That's a good meaning of the song for, you know, a group of friends. I'll be there for you. Excuse me. Mine, of course, I love Roseanne. That's one of my favorite show of all time. So, of course, I love the intro. All versions, but my favorite one was the electric guitar and harmonica version. Not the John Popper. It was right before John Popper did it. I think it was probably season 2, 3-ish, the theme song from there. And then as the show went on, like, it became more, you were more familiar with the melody of the theme song, so they switched it around. And, well, you just can't go wrong with just the good harmonica and just a good blues rhythm behind it. But I love Roseanne theme song, of course, that 70s show, which is Cheap Trick song. What's it called? I think it's called We're All Alright. I think that's what it's called. But it's an actual song of theirs. I just love the beginning. I don't know, it's just a great riff, and, you know, Rick Nielsen, the guy's a freaking genius anyway, so. Did he play that on the 7-neck guitar? I don't know, that'd be badass. Or a 5-neck? I think it was a 5-neck. I like Roseanne's theme song, that 70s show, of course, Home Improvement. I know that's an oddball one, but I just like the drums, you know, it's very unique about it, and then you got the old classic Tim Allen, you know, that little growl he did, or that little, you know. such a good show. Oh, what else we got there? Simpsons, that's a great one. Becker, I always loved Becker. It was like a blues guitar, remind me of Stevie Ray Vaughan-ish. What else we got there? Just trying to think off the top of my noodle. Yeah, we'll just go with that. Maybe a rock and roar. Rock and roar podcast. Yeah, there's just so many good themes out there. Those are some of my favorite, though. Roseanne, That 70s Show, Home Improvement, The Simpsons, King of Queens, that's a great one. Eyes are getting weary. Hey, my back is getting tight. I'm sitting here in traffic on a Queensboro bridge tonight. That's right, I've seen it so many times, folks, I could probably do the whole thing for you. But I won't drown you out this early. Dharma and Greg was always a good show, too. Theme song-wise, but good show. Didn't get much love, but always loved that show anyway. But what are your guys, hit me up on socials. Let me know some of your favorite TV show theme songs. Next on our topics we'll talk about today. Ooh, The End. That's a great song right here. But another topic we'll talk about today is weaknesses as musicians. Try saying that 5 times fast. Weaknesses as musicians. Weakness as musicians. There we go. For me, it would be reading music. I can't read. I've talked about it before. I can do tablature. I can do ear, like picking up a song by listening to it. Or tablature, like I said, but reading music, I would love to learn how to do that, because I bet I would, not to toot my own horn, but I'm sure I would probably understand music a little bit more, or at least how to play certain songs more. It's just with the whole notes and the cleft notes and the, you know, dotted eighth notes and all this shit, you're like, man, what the heck is going on? It's like, I don't know, I just... Tell me to play an F chord. I can do that. Tell me the chords to play, you know, play F, C, G, B, A, D, you know, all that E, everything. So, heck yeah, we can do all that. But if you're like, play an F, you know, play a dotted eight note, I'm like, what the hell, how do you even play a dotted eight note? I don't know, I just look up to people that can read music like that. So, maybe one of these days I'll learn how to read it, but... Another weakness as a musician, I guess, would be for me personally. So, reading like notes and everything, that's one, of course. Another one would be probably playing with glasses on. I know that sounds totally strange because everyone that knows me, it's like you wear glasses all the time. Yes, but when I play guitar, like if I'm playing live in Dying for Tomorrow and Ooze and All as reference, I would take my glasses off and I would still be able to play. It was like it's like I became one when my glasses were off. I know that may sound weird, but when I would take them off, I would still know where to play and everything. I'm not totally blind, okay? I may be bald, but I'm not totally blind. But, you know, it's just playing, you know, with the glasses on, I guess, can be a weakness of mine, I guess. I don't know, because they're always falling. That's the only reason, like sweat and all that. But not saying I'm the most perfect musician, but I guess it would just be, you know, reading music. That'd be my weakness. Speed, I guess. I'm not a real fast, like, when it comes to tremolo picking, I can tremolo pick, but to do it for like, you know, 3-4 minutes straight, you know, I might need a little practice. I can't sweep pick. I could do like 3-string sweep picks, which is sounds good to me, but to do like Paul Wagner 5-6-string sweeps, no thank you. That sounds awesome as hell, but I just I don't have that much coordination. Be honest with you, I just love the way it sounds, and we'll leave that to the pros. But, you know, that's stuff I can work on to make myself a better player. So, by saying I have weaknesses is just acknowledging that I have areas where I need to work on. So, it's a little what the hell is the word I'm looking for? I'm just having a brain fart today, folks. I'm so sorry. Anyway, it's not a big deal. It's the damn doors that's doing it to me. but anyway, those were the topics for today. Again, as always, please hit me up on Twitter or Instagram or TikTok if you guys and girls want to talk about anything we've discussed today or for future shows. Next on our list, we'll do our top five. So today we're doing the top five 2022 to-do lists. Boy, I'm making some freaking tongue twisters today, folks. Jesus. So we're doing top five 2022 to-do lists. So these are top five things I want to do this year. Again, as always, no particular order. We'll just kind of go through them 1 through 5, talk about them, and go on from there. So on the list, we got go to concerts, walk slash hike, weekend trips, record a new song, and make memories. So my top five to-do things in 2022. Concerts. I know we've talked about on here. We're going to be seeing Luke Combs in, I think, June at Ohio Stadium. So that's exciting as hell. Can't wait to see live music. It's been a couple years. I think the last one we went to was Zucchini Fest, where we saw. Wait, no, it was it Chris Young? I don't know. See, COVID done got me messed up, man. It's been so long. But anyway, last one was either Chris Young at the State Fair, or it was Bret Michaels and Lita Ford at Zucchini Fest. No bets. But one of the things in 2022 that I would love to do, and we are going to do, is go to more concerts. Gotta love live music. You know, with all, with the, you know, COVID going around and everything, you know, yeah, there's a lot more red tape you got to go through. But, you know, if that's what it takes to see your favorite band live or see the people you love, heck yeah. You know, it's worth it. Not saying, you know, it's your body, your choice. I'm definitely not on here saying, you know, do this, do that. I'm just saying, just be safe. That's all. I am I did not get paid for this. No, but so more concerts in 2022. Like I said, Luke Combs is one of them. That's just one of them, folks. I got the whole year. We'll see who ends up coming to town. But if no one comes to town, I'd love to go on a nice hike. Like I know Mohican's got nice places. Old Man's Cave got good places. You know, in Hawking County or Hawking Hills and everything. So that'd be one thing I'd like to do. I love going hiking, you know, just seeing new areas, new trees, new flowers, new, you know, just being in there with nature. That's it. Hearing the crickets and the, you know, and all the animals and bugs and everything. You know, it's just beautiful. Like, you know, get away from the social media, from TV and everything. Just clear your mind. That's the main goal I was going with on that one. But another way to do is a weekend trip. Wife and me, we haven't been on a vacation in, gosh, since 2018. I know I'm slacking when it comes to, you know, trips and everything. But, you know, money is a big thing. But it doesn't always have to have the most expensive things. Don't always have to have the most money. You can always do a little weekend trip. Plenty of states around us. And you know, get there within a few hours. So that's one of the main goals I want to do this year as well. Weekend trip, I think it'd be good for both of us. Next on the list is record a new song. I really haven't had a chance to do that in the past couple of years. You know, and like I can write songs. I've wrote songs. Good thing I don't write lyrics. You know, but you know, I can write songs and everything, like music and all that, but I haven't recorded them in a couple of years, so that's what I'd like to do. I still got the old software I got, so old RiffWorks. We'll fire up RiffWorks and see what happens. Excuse me. So sorry. And last on the list is, no, nothing crazy, but just make memories. I know that's kind of, that's so boring, Brian, but I mean, everything's a memory. Every day's a memory. You know, that's at the end of the end of our rope. That's what we're going to have left are memories. So why not make good ones that last a lifetime? Who's with me? Who's coming with me? But those were my top five 2022 to-do list items. So have concerts on there, walking, hiking, weekend trips, record a new song, and make memories. If you guys want to hit me up on Twitter or anything, let me know your guys' top five. Or if you know me in person, please come up to me and let me know, you know, what your top fives are. I'd like to see what goes on in everyone else's brains other than my own, because it gets pretty crazy up here sometimes. Excuse me. But with that being said, we're going to end the show with a little did you know. I like doing these at the end of the show, just a little nugget of information for y'all to take with you for the rest of the day. Sorry about that noise again. So we were listening to The Doors earlier. Now we got Mr. Joe Walsh, Rocky Mountain Way. Hell yeah. But anyway, we were listening to The Doors earlier. So Jim Morrison, if you guys and girls don't know, he also went by Mr. Mojo Rison. He also went by The Lizard King. But Mr. Mojo Rison is an anagram for Jim Morrison. LOL. So that was one of his many side personalities, I guess. Kind of like how Eminem is Slim Shady, then he's Marshall Mathers, but then he's Eminem. And then, you know, Megan Thee Stallion, she's Megan Thee Stallion, but then she's Tina Snow, and then she's, what is it, Mundane Megan or something, Mundane Megan, and, you know, yeah, Tina Snow, all these people have, like, all these alter egos. I'm like, man, what the hell? Maybe I should try doing that. Like, does that mean you're crazy if you think you have multiple personalities like that? I don't know. Hell, sure sells a lot of records, though. maybe I'd sell a lot of podcasts, or I don't know. We'll see. I don't know. I'll tickle the monster, see what happens. No, I think I'll just stay true to myself, folks. That's I've been with that with you since day one, so you're stuck with B-Roar, so I'm sorry. That's either a good or bad thing. Hopefully it's a good thing. Hopefully it's a good thing because I had a real good episode today with y'all. Hope you didn't mind my little random drops. I swear it must have been Jim Morrison because now I'm fine. So must have been the Jim. I needed the Joe. But with that being said, I want to give a big thank you to everyone for listening to another episode. And those for your first time, hopefully I didn't scare you off. And hopefully you can come back and listen to our next one. Our next, it's just me. But I also want to give a big thanks to our veterans and troops overseas. You know, please be safe. We're thinking of you and your families and hope and wish you the best new year. I know the best new year gift would be come home, and that's a gift for many of us, for our troops. So come home safe, be with your loved ones, and just spend the rest of your life with them. That's the main goal. And with that being said, I want to give a big thanks to everyone again. If you want to, you can hit me up, like I said, anytime on socials, or if you know me in person, just come up and talk to me. With that being said, we'll leave you with the sweet, sweet part, the talk box part from Mr. Joe Walsh, Rocky Mountain Way. You guys and girls have a beautiful rest of your Tuesday, and I'll talk to you later. Bye. Thank you.